Ben Johnson, The Washington Stand. As once and future President Donald J. Trump strode to the podium to deliver his victory speech after winning the 2024 presidential election, he made his exuberant followers a solemn vow: I will govern by a simple motto, promises made, promises kept. President Trump, who made greater efforts to keep his campaign pledges as the 45th president than perhaps any modern president in decades, has vowed to protect children from irreversible surgeries, uproot extreme transgender ideology from government, enshrine parental rights, and end the weaponization of government against Christians and pro-life advocates. Here are some of President-elect Donald Trump's most important 2024 campaign promises on transgender issues, abortion, and education. President Donald Trump's 2024 promises on transgender ideology. The Biden-Harris administration's advocacy of extreme transgender ideology did more to return the 45th president to office than any other issue. The Democratic polling firm Blueprint found that swing voters said the top reason they voted against the Democratic candidate in 2024 is that Kamala Harris is focused more on cultural issues like transgender issues rather than helping the middle class. And Republicans spent $65 million on ads highlighting the Democratic Party's transgender extremism in 3 months. But long before the election, President Trump had vowed to reel in the radicalism of the Obama-Biden-Harris administrations. Probably number one on my list. I will sign a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation. Think of it, sexual mutilation. In all 50 states, President Trump promised during his speech to the 2023 Pray Vote Stand Summit. He denounced governors like Minnesota's Tim Walz, D., and California's Gavin Newsom, D., for signing depraved new laws that strip parents of parental rights and that encourage minors to be transported across state lines for sexual mutilation. We will prosecute those involved in this sick California scheme for violating federal laws against kidnapping, sex trafficking, child abuse, and the deprivation of their civil rights. President Trump has long recognized the overreach and political value of extreme gender ideology. No later than February 2023, President Trump included a robust, 11-point plan to end gender madness in his Agenda 47 Inches blueprint for his next administration. Trump posted these pledges on the Trump Vance campaign website and articulated these points in a video posted on Rumble on February 1, 2023. "Here's my plan to stop the chemical, physical, and emotional mutilation of our children," said the president. "On day one, I will revoke Joe Biden's cruel policies on so-called gender-affirming care, which Trump called ridiculous." As he did at the Pray Vote Stand Summit, he promised to oppose a process that includes giving kids puberty blockers, mutating their physical appearance, and ultimately performing surgery on minor children. "I will sign a new executive order instructing every federal agency to cease all programs that promote the concept of sex and gender transition at any age," he said. "I will then ask Congress to permanently stop federal taxpayer dollars from being used to promote or pay for these procedures and pass a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states," he said, forecasting, "it'll go very quickly. I will declare that any hospital or healthcare provider that participates in the chemical or physical mutilation of minor youth will no longer meet federal health and safety standards for Medicaid and Medicare and will be terminated from the program immediately." For instance, Boston Children's Hospital received $1.4 million from the Executive Office of Health and Human Services, EOHHS, of Massachusetts for inflicting gender transition services between January 2015 and May 2023. The National Institutes of Health, NIH, also awarded a $3.3 million grant to build a website targeting young people in other states who identify as transgender. "Furthermore, I will support the creation of a private right of action for victims to sue doctors who have unforgivably performed these procedures on minor children," said Trump. Within 1 week, two former victims of the transgender industry, Chloe Cole and Camille Kiefel, sued the doctors who misdiagnosed their mental illness as gender dysphoria and recommended surgical amputations. The Department of Justice will investigate Big Pharma and the big hospital networks to determine whether they have deliberately covered up horrific long-term side effects of sex transitions in order to get rich at the expense of vulnerable patients, in this case, very vulnerable, promised the 45th president. Economic considerations undeniably play a role in Dr. Shane Taylor convincing Nashville's Vanderbilt University to begin carrying out transgender surgeries, because they require a lot of follow-ups. They require a lot of time, and they make money. They make money for the hospital. "We will also investigate whether Big Pharma or others have illegally marketed hormones and puberty blockers, which are in no way licensed or approved for this use," said Trump about the off-label, experimental uses of drugs intended to temporarily suspend precocious puberty only until it could safely begin. My Department of Education will inform states and school districts that if any teacher or school official suggests to a child that they could be trapped in the wrong body, they will be faced with severe consequences, including potential civil rights violations for sex discrimination and the elimination of federal funding, he said. As part of our new credentialing body for teachers, we will promote positive education about the nuclear family, the roles of mothers and fathers, and celebrating rather than erasing the things that make men and women different and unique, said President Trump. I will ask Congress to pass a bill establishing that the only genders recognized by the United States government are male and female, and they are assigned at birth. The bill will also make clear that Title IX prohibits men from participating in women's sports, said the president-elect. The injustice of having female athletes like Riley Gaines lose scholarships, prizes, or other opportunities to middling male athletes drove voters toward the Trump-Vance ticket, polls show. And we will protect the rights of parents from being forced to allow their minor child to assume a gender which is new and an identity without the parents' consent, Trump vowed. When one mother's former lesbian partner began to teach her four-year-old son about extreme gender ideology, she said the boy's preschool sent her edicts by email, with no consideration that he, or she, may not be fully committed to his social transition. No serious country should be telling its children that they were born in the wrong gender, said President Trump. Under my leadership, this madness will end. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. President Donald Trump's 2024 promises on abortion. Although the Trump 2024 presidential campaign retreated to a less committed policy on protecting the unborn, the Trump-Vance ticket promised to end the weaponization of the federal government against pro-life advocates and left the door open to some additional pro-life measures. After the 2022 Dobbs decision, the Biden-Harris administration stood by as Jane's Revenge attacked pro-life women's resource centers and churches. It then established a federal task force to prosecute peaceful, often elderly, pro-life sidewalk counselors on flimsy charges that they violated the 1994 Federal Access to Clinic Entrances, FACE, Act. To reverse these cruel travesties of justice, tonight I'm announcing that the moment I win the election, I will appoint a special task force to rapidly review the cases of every political prisoner who's been unjustly persecuted by the Biden administration, so that I can study the situation very quickly and sign their pardons or commutations on day one, President Trump told the 2023 Pray Vote Stand Summit. Never again will the federal government be used to target religious believers. As president in 2017, President Trump strengthened pro-life policies that protected U.S. taxpayer funds from underwriting abortion around the world. He later enacted regulations preventing those who receive Title X funding from advocating abortion, which led Planned Parenthood to withdraw from the federal family planning program rather than give up abortion advocacy. The administration appears amenable to reenacting these measures. On the question of defunding Planned Parenthood, look, I mean, our view is we don't think that taxpayers should fund late-term abortions. That has been a consistent view of the Trump campaign the first time around. It will remain a consistent view, said Vice President-elect J.D. Vance last month. Vance also personally distinguished between a national abortion ban and a minimum national standard, such as a bill to protect unborn babies from abortion after 15 weeks, although Trump has not registered his support for the measure. President Trump kept his promise after he became the first candidate to release a list of potential Supreme Court justices' names during the 2016 election. After seeing the hand of God deliver him from two assassination attempts, President Trump has found a divine purpose in carrying out his campaign promises. If he keeps these promises, which won the Republican Party 8 out of 10 white evangelical voters and more than 9 out of 10 pro-life votes, he will go far toward his goal to make America great again.